or survivalseedbank.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We are on beautiful Cape Cod. The blue sky is going to come. You just got to keep saying to yourself, it's summertime. The blue sky is due here, and it will come. We're at Mahoney's on Route 28 in Falmouth. The doors open up at 9 o'clock. I will be here until 2 o'clock. So if you have a plant that has some bugs on it, the leaves don't look like they should, and if you have any questions, come on by and say hello. Just walk in the main gate, and I will be on your right, sitting up at a table, and will help you to solve all of your gardening problems. That's Mahoney's in Falmouth on beautiful Cape Cod. And it's nice right now. It's not raining. It's a little bit on the cloudy side, but that's okay. Now, if we can help you, the phone number, 800-259-9231. And coming up at 7:30, we have Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company. And I called him up last night, and I'm very lucky. He had some free time, and he's going to join us, and he's going to talk about lawn diseases. Number one concern right now, I bet you I had 60 emails about lawn diseases in the last week alone, and talking to several garden centers, they just cannot keep lawn disease control products on the shelf. That's how bad it is. So we'll be talking about diseases at 7:30. So just if you know somebody that's got a problem, give them a call right now. Wake them up and say, hey, Paul's got Ashton Ritchie on at 7:30, and we're going to talk about diseases of your lawn and of your garden. Right now, Jared, who needs a little bit of help with their yard?
Okay, we have Richard on the line. Richard's calling about a hydrangea.
Okay, Richard, good morning. Welcome
morning,
to
Paul.
The Garden Club. Hi.
Nice to hear you. I have four forever hydrangeas.
Yes.
Two, rather, that I bought 4 years ago. And the first and second year, they both did great. And then the third and fourth year, this will be the fourth year for them, one of them continues to be beautiful. And the other one just has no blossoms whatsoever. It's been
okay.
2 years now since it's had any. And I put some superphosphate on it last year, if I remember right. And then I went to a nursery and I asked them what I should do, and they said to try Holytone this spring. And then see what happens next year. But I can't understand it.
Okay. Are all these in the same exposure? I mean, they're all getting plenty of sun?
Yes, they get plenty of sun, yeah.
Okay. Because the blue and the pink really want sunshine to make flowers. The white ones will take shade, but the blue and the pink have to have sun. Otherwise, they will not bloom. Now, did you do any pruning to this plant last year?
No.
No. Okay. So,
well,
except
in the spring, whatever's dead, I take. Whatever's dead,
so whatever,
I take off.
Okay. Okay. Now, what I'd like to see you do is, it's still not too late for that hydrangea to make flowers. Those new varieties of hydrangeas that are out there now will bloom right up until frost. Their peak is during July and early August, but they will continue to produce flowers right up until September. Your old-fashioned blue, they are called Nico blue. Those are the old-fashioned, those are the originals, and those bloom during the summertime for about 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer, and then they're all done. But the new hybrids will continue to bloom a lot longer. So, first of all, you need sunshine. We haven't had a heck of a lot of sunshine. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of gray skies like we're getting right now. It's gray. Luckily, the rain is out in the ocean where it should be. And hopefully we'll get some sunshine today. But what I'd like to have you do, get yourself some Miracle-Gro. Miracle-Gro is a water-soluble fertilizer. It's a fertilizer that as soon as you get it on the leaves or around the roots of the plant can absorb it. And it's quickly used by the plant, so it's like giving it a little bit of a push. It doesn't last. It lasts about 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, it's all gone. But if you're willing to take some Miracle-Gro and hit those plants every couple of weeks, you're going to get some flowers on it. And if Mother Nature will give us some sunshine and some heat, they'll come. So have some patience, pump the fertilizer to them, and you're going to see something happen. And if you can keep the plant nice and healthy during the summer, it will help it for next year. Now, I was just talking with the boys here at Mahoney's, and one of the things that they've had a lot of people come in with hydrangeas, and the leaves have gone from green to red. And this is common when you have cloudy, cool weather. So if you've got the blue or the pink hydrangea, and you're looking at them, and the foliage is not green, it's tending to go on the red side or the purple side, weather-related. There's nothing that you can do. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's strictly the weather. When the sun comes out, the purple and the red will get lighter and lighter and lighter. The leaves will revert back to green, and your hydrangeas will be beautiful. So don't panic. It's a weather-related problem. Mr. Gore, where the heck is the greenhouse effect with global warming? We need some. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Nancy, who's calling about coneflowers.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very
Hi.
Much for your help. I've been making notes. I have a whole book full of your notes from your programs.
Thank you.
Now, I have a lot of coneflowers that are
yes.
always beautiful. However, I have noticed on four or five of my plants, the top leaves have become dry and kind of shriveled. Do I
yep.
have a disease or a fungus? Or what's
you
causing
do.
This? And what should I
you
do?
You do have a fungus. I like you, I love the coneflowers, and there
yes.
are so many new varieties. In fact, we were talking
yes. yeah.
3 weeks ago about this new pineapple-colored variety.
Yeah.
And it's spectacular. I have probably six different colors in my garden. They're just beginning to crack color.
Oh, I love
but,
them. Yeah.
But like you, the leaves are curled, they're twisted, and there's some brown on the edges. And it is a fungus-related problem.
Okay.
Now, as soon as the sun comes out, it's gonna stop. But in the meantime, what you need to do is to get a product like Serenade,
right?
Or Messenger. Now, Messenger is
oh, yeah,
a powder.
That's right.
Messenger mm-hmm. is a powder that you mix with water. You spray it on the foliage, and it is systemic. And when you spray it on the leaves, it will stay inside the plant for 4 weeks. So this is a very, very good product, and a lot of garden centers have Messenger. And you can buy Serenade is a good product. Both Serenade and Messenger are organic. Serenade comes pre-mixed so that you spray it on from the bottle. Some of the nurseries do carry the concentrate, but Messenger is a concentrate only. And you open up this tinfoil envelope, you mix it, you spray it directly on the foliage, and Messenger can be used on vegetables, flowers, trees, and shrubs. And it's a great general purpose disease control. The only thing, like any product, it needs to dry on the foliage. And right now, I was just talking with the men down here at Mahoney's in Falmouth. They checked the radar, and they said there's no sign of rain coming in. So if you have a disease problem where you live, look at the radar. And if it looks pretty clear, you're getting plenty of air movement, spray the fungicides on. The air movement will dry the water, leaving you just the fungicide on the foliage. And the same thing to control insects. Spray it on the plant. Keep your fingers crossed that it doesn't rain and it will at least kill what hits on contact. But don't say, well, I'll wait until we get a sunny day. We haven't had a sunny day in, what, we've had, what, two the whole month of June so far? Get the fungicides and the insecticides on the product, on the plant, right now.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds. And unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is. And since Turf Builder also feeds you grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We are at Mahoney's, on Route 28 in Falmouth, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And if you want some color during the summertime, and you're looking for perennials, they have got the most gorgeous perennial display that I've seen in a long, long time. And they have 1 gallon size Stelladora daylilies. They're absolutely gorgeous. Nice stocky plants loaded with flowers, loaded with buds on them. And if you have an area that's hot and dry and sunny and nothing will grow, this daylily will tolerate all types of conditions, whether it's half a day of shade, full sun all day, and all types of soil. And this is a great perennial, and they have them on sale here for $5.50. They have knockout roses on sale, the double knockouts, and these are varieties of roses that have a lot less diseases than what's out there. Jared, who's up next?
Next up is Marcel, calling about his tomatoes.
Marcel, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. I have noticed these green bumps. They look like pimples starting from the bottom of my tomato stem and working their ways up to the branches. And I had seen that a couple of years ago, and when I took my plants down in the fall, they were full inside with bugs. So I'm not sure if it was related, but I don't know if you know what that is.
Okay. Now, these are on the stem only, right?
Yes.
Okay. The bumps on the lower portion of your tomato plant on the main stem, those are air-type roots. Those are roots that will develop.
That's what I thought, because sometimes they look like that a little bit.
Yep.
They seem to work way up quite a bit, like a good foot up the plant sometimes.
Yeah, the reason that they're up that high is because it's been cloudy and it's been wet, and the plant is looking to increase the root system. And what I want you to do, and you won't believe what's going to happen, if you can take a hoe, just a regular garden hoe or a grading rake, and pull some of the soil from your walkway around the stem of your tomatoes, every single bump on the stem will turn into a root if it's covered with soil. And I started noticing mine doing that, and it's probably something that I should have mentioned this morning. But those are roots, and tomatoes are one of very, very few that are able to do that. If you were to pull the soil around your peppers, you'd probably kill them. But on your tomatoes, you can rake the soil that's in the walkway and mound it around the stem 6 to 8 inches, and it will double the size of the root system. And right now, with this type of weather, if you can double the size of the root system, it will make the plant stronger to fight diseases. And if you've got tomatoes, I would put some Serenade or Messenger on the foliage today. Take a chance. Get it on there, because if you keep saying, I'm going to wait until we get a sunny day, it may not come for a while. Get the fungicide on the plant right now. But, Marcel, those are roots. Mound some soil around it, and your plants will explode. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up, we have Joyce on the line, who's got a question about a tree she purchased.
Okay, Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm terrific. How about you?
I have a good imagination. I'm seeing the sun.
Me too.
I purchased about 2 months ago. I call it a crooked tree, but it's a walking stick.
Yes, Henry Lauder walking stick.
Yes. And when I planted it, I planted it bigger than a pot, put it in the ground, watered it well. With all the rain we've been having, it's been watering pretty well. But when it's not raining, when the sun is out, it looks limp. It's always limp. I don't know if it's getting enough water or if it needs any type of feeding. It's a cute little thing.
Yeah. It's Henry Lauder walking stick is something that if you enjoy it now with the leaves, wait until the winter. Because when all the leaves come out and you look at the branches, they're all shaped like a corkscrew. The wilting is due to too much water. And just have some patience. And when the weather stabilizes in the next few days, everything will be okay. It's nothing that you've done wrong. But when it does get hot and dry, wilting of the foliage is mean for water. But you're okay.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, and we are at Mahoney's Garden Center and Nursery on Route 28 in beautiful Falmouth on Cape Cod. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your garden questions. So come on by and say hello. The doors open at 9 a.m. Well, we've had so many phone calls and so many people email me about diseases in the lawn that Saturday I called my good friend Ashton Ritchie and I said, Ashton, could you please come on the radio on Sunday and help our listeners with lawn diseases? And he said, I think I can squeeze you in. So I'm really thrilled that Ashton has been able to join us this morning. Ashton is the expert on turf diseases and insects. He is known throughout the whole country. He's been doing this for a long time, And many, many years ago, I was very lucky. I was able to attend one of his 3-day seminars on lawn insects, lawn care, and learned an awful lot from him. And that's why I have him here on the radio here and there throughout the year. But he's here today to help us with lawn diseases. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And again, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You said squeezing it in. Sounds like I'm one of those busy people when I'm not. I'm just, you know. It's good to always talk to you. And you're at my good friends at Mahoney's. That's a great place.
It is. It's a wonderful nursery and garden center. And the first thing that they told me this morning is, red thread, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And
boy, what
brown
a year
spot. Really is. Tell our listeners what they should look for, Ashton.
Okay, well, red thread is a lawn fungus problem that pops up when we have a lot of this wet, humid weather like we've been getting in New England and the Midwest. And it primarily attacks fine fescues and ryegrasses, although, you know, you can get it on bluegrass. But primarily it affects those grasses, and you start to see these blotches or patches in your lawn that start to turn brown. If you look real close when the disease is first starting out, you can see why it's called red thread, because it has these red tentacles that kind of come out of the end of the grass blade. When you look up close to it, it looks kind of pink or reddish. But then that soon goes away, and then it turns brown, and the grass is weaker. And it's one of those diseases where we usually think of it, well, it's not going to wipe out a lawn, kill a lawn, but so many times with a lawn fungus problem, it's all about the conditions. And as long as those conditions stay there where we keep getting this wet, humid weather where it's not extremely hot, but it's not cool, then this disease kind of keeps on going. And you can put a treatment down to take care of it. It can be controlled with Scott's Lawn Fungus Control, which has both a contact and systemic action. Contact meaning that it controls it from when it touches the fungus and provides protection on the outside of the leaf, and systemic meaning that it gets absorbed in through the roots and then protects the plant from the inside out, kind of like when we take aspirin to get rid of, achy muscles.
Okay. Now, because I know a lot of the products that we use on the lawn, we either have to have the grass wet and no rain for 24 hours. And with the problems that we've been getting, we've had showers just about every single day or rain, and it's been very difficult to try and put down a product that
you want to stay on the surface. Yeah, that's why,
right.
It helps to have a systemic, something with some systemic action that can be absorbed from the inside out. So the Scott's Lawn Fungus Control can be used even though we are getting this kind of weather. And the other thing too, is that a lot of times if the lawn is not growing as fast, putting out new growth, then the problem hangs around for a while. Used to be one of the solutions people would say is feed the lawn with a good lawn fertilizer that has controlled slow release, nitrogen and has plenty of potassium in it. And that will help you as well. But, you know, when you got conditions like we've been getting, then it makes it all tougher. And so sometimes you might have to supplement a good feeding program with a fungicide.
Now, if people put down step two and they kill all of the dandelions, they did that during May.
Right.
And we've had in the Northeast here, we've had in a neighborhood of 6 to 10 inches of rain. So a lot of that fertilizer through gravity and through all of the rain has been used or leached out of the soil. So people should reapply just a straight fertilizer as well.
Yeah, they could feed you with the Super Turf Builder now, or they could go with they could shift over to the Super Turf Builder with Summer Guard, or if they're in the 4-step program, the step 3, that could begin to go down. Now, I usually like to time that when I start to see lawn moths flying up when I mow. That's sort of a signal that it's good timing to get your step 3 down or your Summer Guard down. But again, you know, feeding the lawn would make a big difference. Having the fungicide handy and treating that, and it not only works on red thread, it works on dollar spot And I know you have listeners in other parts of the country. There's brown patch on tall fescue that works on that. But again, you know, the key to this is just hoping that our weather just shifts a little bit. You know, all those years that folks in New England wished they had all those nice English gardens, now there it's almost like living in England, isn't it?
It sure is.
I lived over in the UK for a while working for Scotts, and, you know, you do get regular plentiful rainfall, and that's what you guys have been getting.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that. We planted a lot of perennials in my yard last year, and one of my neighbors had gone to England, and he said, "Your garden reminds me of some of the English gardens that we saw." And I said, "You know, I never thought of it that way." But this year, the flowers, I mean, they're absolutely magnificent. But things that have big flowers, like peonies, they bloom for maybe a day or two, and they're just rotting. Everything is rotting.
Yeah,
right on that plant.
That's the problem when you got the humidity and the temperatures that are in the range that they are. And of course, peonies get beaten up pretty good when you get a lot of rain. They get knocked down quite a bit unless you have peony rings, something to hold them up. But I tell you, you know, given a choice as a gardener, you're a gardener, I'm a gardener, given a choice, drought or ample rain, which would you rather have?
I think I would have plenty of rain.
I'm with you. You know, we've had so much rain here in Ohio that, at least around our property, but everything is green and lush. My wife and I were out putzing around deadheading and doing stuff in the vegetable garden yesterday, and we said, you know, it's just never looked this green going into the 4th of July week. It's just always, you know, we always like pulling out sprinklers and it's dry and everything.
Yeah. And the other thing that I found too, Ashton, is when we have a lot of moisture like this, I have to keep telling myself that all of our spring blooming plants, our flowering crabs and dogwoods and forsythia, they're making the buds during June, July, and August for next year.
That's right.
So if we continue to get, you know, a decent amount of rain, hopefully not as much as we're getting right now, but if we continue to get plenty of rain, that means that next year we can look to have magnolias with more blossoms and dogwoods with more blossoms and crabs with more flowers. So, you know, there are good signs as well as bad signs.
And this is I don't want to make this sound too much like a commercial, but when you got rainfall like this, you know, pulling out that Miracle-Gro shake and feed, which feeds for 3 months, putting those granules around the plants like you're talking about so that they will, you'll help beef them up for next year so that they'll be, you'll have a great early blooming spring. That's a good thing to do, especially on your perennials, giving them a feeding in the midsummer, especially after all the rain you've gotten. That would be a good thing. Or your vegetable garden, if your tomatoes are, like your lower branches are starting to turn to tan or yellow, then, man, that's a sign that they need a little bit of feeding. Your roses, they require a lot of feeding.
Now, you just brought up a question that I have for you.
Okay.
If people are looking in their vegetable garden and they're starting to see a little bit of yellowing of the lower foliage, that's a sign that there is a fungus. Should the gardener remove those lower yellow leaves to maybe slow down the spread
There's two things you see. If you see the lower leaves just turning yellow, the branches, that's, you know, are sort of tan colored, that can be a sign that, you know, that the nutrition is going to the new growth and the old growth is being, you know, being sloughed off, meaning that the plant wants to put everything in the new energy. So it's sort of a sign that you do need to feed. But if the lower branches have a lot of splotches on them, a lot of spots on them, it's okay to go ahead and prune those off. That might help keep it from spreading. A lot of the hybrid tomatoes have resistance built into, fusarium and verticillium wilt and a lot of these fungus problems. Some of the old heirlooms, some of them, you know, still pick up some of those diseases. And pruning it off would be a good thing. But, you know, as long as your tomatoes aren't sitting in water where it can't drain, if you've got them in a raised bed or something where it's getting good drainage, then, you know, I wouldn't sacrifice not feeding it, because tomatoes are heavy users of nutrition.
Now, if you're going to use a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro, and we've had this much rain, is it okay?
That's why I like that continuous feeding that you get with the Miracle-Gro shake and feed, or maybe with Osmocote, either one of those. And then, because you've got adequate moisture.
Right. But if you're using Miracle-Gro and we're getting this much rain, is it okay to use it every week?
Yeah. As far as you're talking about the soluble that you spray on as
right.
liquid. Yes. Yeah, you could do that. You're not adding enough extra water to add to your total rainfall. You're just trying to get it so that it gets absorbed by the foliage and the roots and feeds that way. Either way you do, just make sure whichever Miracle-Gro you're using, you read the directions about the frequency of how frequent to put it on.
Okay. Now, a couple other things. If we're getting fungus diseases in the lawn, should we bag those grass clippings to try and get them out of there, or doesn't it matter?
Oh, that's a good question. Normally we like to put the clippings back into the lawn because there's nutrition there. And if you've got a good mulching mower and you're mowing frequently enough, then so that they're not just piled onto the lawn, then it would be a good thing to put them back in. If you've got a lot of fungus problem, obviously it spreads. I think you might help a little bit by removing the clippings, but I'm not sure that it's going to stop fungus. I think you're going to have to go with what we talked about earlier. Give it a treatment with the Scott's Lawn Fungus Control, which has systemic in contact. And if you don't want to go that route, and you just want to just kind of keep the lawn fed so it's growing good, that would be good. Usually red thread won't kill the lawn, but it does weaken it in those areas. And if you have bad conditions, like not enough nutrition, then it just takes a long time to bounce back.
Okay. How about a shop mower? Does that help?
Yes, absolutely. And, people like Mahoney's, good trained Scott's Lawn Pro retailers, go to them, show them a piece of your turf. They can tell you what to do. They know what they're doing. They've been to the Scott's Training Institute. And, of course, we've got Scott's.com, a place where you can get a lot of your answers.
Ashton, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your help. Send us some sunshine. We need it.
Good to talk to you, Paul.
Thanks, Ashton. Bye-bye.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. I want to thank Ashton Ritchie for joining us this morning, and just to let you know, he said, a fungicide if it's really bad, if you think that the weather's going to clear, and you don't want to use any chemical for the red thread, then put some fertilizer down to help to strengthen the grass. It won't kill it, but it's going to weaken it. And if we go from a lot of rain to then no rain and drought, then you're going to lose the grass. So get some fertilizer down. And for those of you that have a lot of red thread, it would benefit you to put some type of a disease control. And Scott's Lawn Disease Control will work very well, or the Bayer. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next, Mark called back in about his azalea.
Okay, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, partner. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm well, thanks. Well, my azalea, actually, it's my grandmother's, at least 20 years or so, and it bloomed beautifully this year, but I see that there is a lot of what it looks like to be lichen, and it's growing up all of the old, thicker branches. There's young branches that are sprouting out. They look good, but I can see it's dying, and didn't know if there's anything I can do to save it.
If there's lichen growing on the plant, there really is not much of anything that you can do.
Okay.
Lichen is like a moss growing on the north side of a tree. And in most cases, the lichen is growing on the plant, using the plant to hold itself into the sunshine.
Right.
It's not the type of thing that will kill healthy tissue. And different types of lichens that are on the plant are there to kill weak or diseased or dying branches and to change it back into soil. So the main thing that you should do, Mark, is any branches that don't look very good, prune them back, remove them, and fertilize the plant to try and encourage some new growth to develop from the root system itself and to help the plant to become stronger. So a fertilizer like Hollytone, and I would have your grandmother put some down now. And put a couple of handfuls of Hollytone for every 2 to 3 feet of height or spread. And because you've got a lot of lichen on the plant, have her fertilize it again around September when the kids go back to school to give it a push to make it stronger for the fall and winter months.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you for calling back. We appreciate your effort, and you have a great weekend. Jared, I think we can get one more in here.
I think we can. We have Eleanor up next, who is calling about a problem with a woodpecker.
Okay. Eleanor, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi. What's happening with this woodpecker?
Well, my friend lives up in the Lakes region, has a young mountain ash. And before, in earlier years, there'd be one or two woodpeckers, and they were sort of cute. This year, there are more than five of them who come and peck terribly at the tree, and they're really worried they can see damage. So I asked them if they thought maybe the woodpeckers were, I always understood that they pecked on the tree to let loose the sap to trap the insects that might be there. And I think they're getting mad with the wrong individual.
Yeah. Well, it could also be, tell your friends to look at the bark of the tree, not necessarily just the trunk, but some of the main branches, to see if they're noticing any, like, the bark on that tree is a really like a dark, dark green.
Yes.
And tell them to look to see if there's, like, pale green or yellow veins running along the bark, because mountain ash has one main insect, and it's called a borer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see these squiggly, wiggly-type lines of colored bark, that's the sign of a borer. And the woodpecker would be on there trying to find it.
Okay.
Now, if there's no discoloration of the trunk and the woodpeckers are at the same place, one thing that works well, Vicks VapoRub. Just have them put them on their hand, rub the trunk of the tree where the woodpeckers are going, and when they land on the tree, they won't like the feel of the Vicks nor the smell, and they'll leave the tree alone. Just plain Vicks VapoRub. Wonderful stuff. You have a great weekend.